independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
When you are given immunity, that means that you probably committed a crime.
Crime? That was Flynn. Those are his words, kids. Those are his words. Crime!
I was talking to somebody earlier today, and then Anthony and I were joking about it. This is how much people pay attention to this stuff. Really. Like, you listen to all the other, you listen to Hannity's and all of these other people, and they'll talk about it ad nauseum, and most of you have no idea. Trump has found out that he has no idea how a good portion of politics and D.C. and any of this stuff works, right? He has no idea. Like, the rules are so archaic and bizarre, and, you know, so... I was talking to somebody earlier. I said to them, I said, what do you think about Errol Flynn asking for immunity? And the person's like, yeah, that's crazy. Like, really? Errol Flynn was Robin Hood, dude, in the 30s. You have no idea. So much people pay attention to this. Errol Flynn. I told Anthony, because ChadBensonShow.com, you can go there. I said, he's like, I don't want to put a picture of Flynn up. I said, dude, put a picture of Errol Flynn up. See if anybody even notices. That's how much people pay attention. That's how much. It's not a lot. In truth, it's not. Again, it's not that people are stupid. It's that people don't care. Right? I mean, let's be honest, right? We love Yelp, Rotten Tomatoes, because it saves us from having to experience something ourselves that we may not want to experience. That's the truth right there. I looked at it and said, so I don't know if I want to go. Right? And it could be great, but it's the same thing with life, right? We just want the end game. You could do a 5-minute news segment. Like, here is the best five or whatever it is, and just knock them out, and that's all people care about. How many of you out there read a story on Yahoo or somewhere, and it says click here to read more, and you're like, nah, and you move on. And forget about it with a newspaper, right? Like, the end of the story's on C29. You're like, that's a whole, like, page and a half away. I'm not looking that up. We'll move on. Call me when there's something exciting. That should be it. Not that these things don't matter. Again, when you talk about stuff like this, you always have to preface stuff like this. It's not that they don't matter. It's just in the overall scheme of things for most people that aren't involved in the administration and or aren't involved in Mr. Flynn's life. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It doesn't. Day-to-day stuff matters to us. This doesn't matter. Here's something that does matter. Sources are saying, I love sources, right? I like how Nunez is allowed to keep his sources, right? So he's allowed to keep his sources. Yesterday, that was great. Well, you guys get to keep your sources. That's what Spicy said. So Mr. Nunez should be able to keep his. That's fine. That's fine. But sources are saying that apparently this whole laptop thing that they did with these several of these different airliners was because they've figured out a way how to smuggle on a bomb onto laptops, and it will evade airport security. Now, here you don't really have to smuggle that hard. I mean, let's be the DMV of the sky is not very good at their job. I saw one of the DMVs of the sky walking across the street today, because where I broadcast from is literally 200 yards from the front of the airport, 300 yards from the front of the airport. I saw one of them wandering across the street today, and I thought to myself, couldn't catch cold. Guy could not catch cold. He literally could not. So again, it's a placebo effect. The blue uniform, the pissy attitude, placebo effect. But that's why they said that they're banning all of these laptops and stuff. Hey, you know what? I mean, that's what you do, right? I mean, that you try to stay as close to these people as possible with what they're trying to do. Because you know you got operatives over there They're figuring stuff out. Apparently, they stole a bunch of stuff from airports and have figured out a way to circumvent getting things like laptops through the X-ray machine, which is, as we know, is awesome, right? Like, because nothing gets through that ever or always. And it will get through any of the other tests that they may put it to. So that's why they've decided that, you know, to ban it. And who, and this is my thing. It's like, where did you find this out? Who told you this? Did they tell you this? And now you've changed everything. And they're sitting back going, I told them we were going to blow up planes with laptops. Yeah, that nobody can have laptops. Can you imagine what those flights are with those kids? I'm going to go crazy. Producer Phil, you said earlier you're a risk taker, so you're going to take a flight soon.
Yeah, I'm just going to play the odds. There, you know, there's so many flights in the United States, can't possibly be me.
Ah, never true words were spoken by someone we'll miss.
Hey, and you know what? You know, there are so many people play the lottery, so it's got to be me.
That, you know what? It's got to be. It has got to be. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You know, this whole thing, like, you know, with what's going on with the immunity and is he guilty? I'm going to tell you guys this right now. I don't think anything as far as Russia goes to the top, meaning the president, maybe even Bannon, I don't think it touches any of those. I think there were some underlings like Manafort and Flynn himself and Stone and a few other people inside of the campaign working its way up until eventually becoming president that made a lot of promises, probably made a few extra bucks, were told a lot of different things, and that's what I think. I don't think anything's going to come out of it. What it does do is it hurts the president's credibility, which he does enough damage at times on his own, and it weakens him when he goes in for negotiations and things of that nature because it becomes toxic after a while. So that's what this does. But Flynn is right. Look, most people... Right. They always say if a bunch of people commit a crime, like if you go out and you and three or four or five friends commit some sort of crime and they're looking for you, first one in gets the best deal. Right? Last one in ain't getting any deal. Second to last one in isn't getting a deal. Third to last one, probably not getting a deal. First one in, getting the deal. Getting the deal. What the deal is, I don't know. They haven't. He's apparently not asked for it completely yet. They've not told him he'll get immunity. But his lawyers are saying he's got a story to tell. And if they're saying he's got a story to tell, that means there's something out there. Now, does it mean there was collusion? No. I had a feeling that we'd be in this. I don't think we'd be in this situation. But the Russians, this is what they do. It's what we do. We get inside everybody else's business. Did they influence anything? No. Would they have liked to? No. They went after Hillary because they believed Hillary was going to win. And so they wanted to weaken her before she took power. They wanted to give half the nation a reason to be upset and the other half a reason to be worried a little bit. They wanted to try to weaken her. When they won, they're like, oh, had he been the one where the New York Times said 95% chance of winning, they'd have probably gone after him in some way, shape, or form. But they didn't because they didn't think he had a chance. Even when they thought, let me tell you something. Putin probably was following it at night and was absolutely as surprised as most people that he won. It's a game. It is what it is. I do not believe that this goes up to the president. I believe, though, there were probably people with inside of the campaign on the way that were probably talking to other people, probably making some promises. Hey, we're going to be in power soon. Things are going to change. Wait till you see. Take a deep breath. And I'm sure there was money involved. And Flynn seems to be the guy kind of likes money. Like, Flynn reminds me of the dude from the movie The Rock, Ed Harris. Remember that? Wants to get paid. Wants to get paid. I served my country honorably for all these years. It's time I get paid. But that's what this is. But it does do a few things. It undermines the president's authority. And this president's, look, you know what? We're going to talk a little bit later about where I think we all say we want a businessman in the White House. We talk a lot about that. But we forget something about Donald. And we're going to talk about that in a little while. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Degrees aren't what they used to be as far as earning potential. And wait till you hear what the Los Angeles Water and Power Department spend on an apprentice to get them ready. Wait till you hear the most. This is government waste, even though it's at a state level and a city level, that it is so ridiculous when you hear, but this goes on across the country. This isn't just a one-off. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Happy Friday, it's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
They're doing everything they can to keep President Trump's tax returns private. And they're doing everything they can to sell your most personal information.
I don't often, let me phrase that. I never, ever, have ever agreed with Nancy Pelosi. She's right about that. Yesterday we talked a bit about, we touched on the fact that now internet service providers are going to be allowed to take your search history and sell it to third parties, sell it to, you know, just sell it to anybody, including other countries. And I don't ever agree, nor is there ever reason to agree with Nancy Pelosi. This is one of those things where my frustration level is so that, yeah, you've caused me maybe to go, she's got a point there. All right. She's got a point. If you think that your internet service provider, Verizon or any of these companies should, you know, whoever provides your internet should be able to sell your data, your information, your search history, you're insane. And all they're saying is we're putting them on. It's just the same footing as, why were they locked out? It's about money. Period. Case closed. End of story. It's about money. Internet service providers got big lobbies. Throw it out there. It's all about the cash. They want to be on the same playing field because they just opened up another revenue stream for them. That's it. Another revenue stream. That's what it is. Brand new revenue stream has just landed for them. And they can say, well, we're going to watch them and now we can regulate them the same way. No, you know what? You just brought more people in to regulate, which you don't already do anyways. So there you go. You've made me actually say Nancy Pelosi has a point there. Are you happy? Here's your urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Today's urban word, I love it. Some people out there, Producer Phil, are uptight in life. Other people know are downtight. What's the difference? If you're uptight, you're wound too tight, right? Stressed, you're got anxiety, all those kind of things. If you're downtight, life's chilling, relaxing, enjoying myself, smooth as can be. Downtight, your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium stretches right there. Cranium stretches. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Again, we're monitoring a story that terrorists potentially have figured out a way to infiltrate laptops that will not be detected by airport security. That's the And the reason is, and that would be coming from places like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and all these. So that's why last week that kind of ban went into place, that these places can no longer have anything but a smartphone with them, and nothing bigger can travel. So, but here's the thing, right? They what they're saying is nothing bigger can travel up top with you. If you have a bomb on a plane, whether the guy's got it up top, and I'm going to say guy, or whether it's below, I'm pretty sure they're going to get it to work. Pan Am, the Lockerbie flight, was brought out of the air by a bomb that was not inside the cabin. It was underneath. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, them just saying you can't bring your laptop up top doesn't really stop it from doing anything. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you have to hit enter or control alt delete. I don't know. Maybe that's how we foiled them. They can't get to the control alt delete. I'm unsure on this. But I'm just saying, if the bomb is on the plane, does it really matter if it's up top? Or I'd rather have it up top than below. Because below, there's no going back. Up top, you may blow parts of it off and some of the, and they can hold it together maybe. I'm just saying. I don't know. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-44-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program on this beautiful Friday, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power have an apprenticeship program. Wait till you hear what it cost for the apprenticeship program. Wait till you hear what it cost for this, comparatively to, say, going to Harvard or Yale or Stanford or MIT or all three for 4 years. How about that? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The field has not been a level field. Jobs have been leaving our country, going to China and Mexico and lots of other places.
Jobs are leaving and going to China. Where the Chinese live. Taking all of our Chinese jobs. What are you doing? China. What do I... Look, fair. Trump talking about trade. We're going to make it fair. We're going to level the playing field. Blah, 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 blah. One of the things I don't think we take into account when it comes to robots.
Robot.
One of the things that we don't take into account. There's a guy that hates that I do voices. So I hope that you, sir, are going to send me another horrible email about how much you hate me and my voices. Is the effect that it has cumulatively, not just inside of the plant. So we always think that, okay, you know what? There's 3,000 jobs here, and they're moving in robots. Those robots will take half of those jobs, so we're going to lose 1,500 jobs. Not so fast. According to new research from the National Bureau of Economic Research, when robots, industrialized robots, are introduced into workforce, it led to the elimination of 6.2 jobs in the local area. So think about that for a second. It's not just, right? It's not just, hey, this person lost their job. What ends up happening is there is a cumulative effect where people aren't buying gas. People aren't spending money. People aren't going out to eat. People aren't, and what ends up happening is all of those areas around there are affected by the loss of their jobs. We don't take that into account. I think that's one of the things that really escapes us, is there is a bigger effect. So for every one robot that, or industrialized robot that moves into a plant, 6.2 jobs will be affected in the local economy. One, two people that may lose their jobs because of said robot, right? And then X amount of jobs outside of that will be affected based on this. The worry about trade, the worry about this, it's the industrialization. That's why, look, I love that Trump talks jobs. I love that. Best way that you can help us, tax reform and regulation. Let everybody else sort it out for itself. Make it as fair as possible in your trade dealings that aren't going to hurt the consumer. Because remember, we're a consumer-based nation. We want cheap goods, all right? I want a 60-inch TV, and I want to pay 80 cents for it, right? I saw people walking out the other day of Walmart or Target, and they had a bunch of hangers, right? And the hangers probably cost 88 cents, and there's like six of them in a pack. Somebody's making money off that. I don't want to spend $3 for hangers. I'll take my 88 cents. We're a consumer-based nation. But it's something to take into effect when you think about what potentially happens when you lose. Look at all of these things, and see, we don't see that anymore because we just think of the plant closed. We don't realize that when a plant closes in places like Ohio or outside of Pittsburgh or in any of these, you know, any of these industrialized, you know, middle America, Rust Belt kind of places, that the towns around them suffered tremendously. They had to shutter themselves in a lot of way. They shut their doors for the local diner, and all of these things started happening. It was a domino effect. So the industrialization of these robots now moving in and taking over and becoming more of an industrialized nation as far as the IT tech computer robot side of things is going to hurt more than just the singular person or two people that robot may or may not be taking their jobs. Because maybe they get kicked, one gets, oh, they get moved over here, but another one loses their jobs. And again, it's just a cumulative effect. That's it. Things to think about today. Things to think about. College degrees aren't what they used to be. College degrees aren't what they used to be. You're going to spend anywhere between $60,000 and about $150,000, maybe more, for a college degree. All right? So what are you getting out of it? Well, right now, you're not getting a lot. You're not getting a lot at all. What they're saying is it is so competitive. You having a college degree isn't even doing anything anymore. So does the 87 other people who just applied for this job. It's not enough anymore. And the wages are stuck and they're low and they're struggling. Right? People are struggling. They're coming out. They got massive debt, which is stopping them. Remember, again, it's a domino effect. You come out, you've got a $600 a month payment now you have to make on your college degree. Right? So you got a $600 a month payment you got to make on your college degree or whatever it ends up being, $500, $300. You get a job that pays you $36,000 a year as a starter job. You can't afford another payment because you're spending $1,500 a month on rent. You can't buy a house. It's a massive struggle. So just having a singular degree, it's not working the way it used to. But the expense is there. But that's your expense. Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is the most corrupt. There's no way to even describe them. And you know what? You can add anybody anywhere in the country if you've got a Department of Water and Power and you've got a strong union. But I want you to listen to this. And this goes back to the state side of things and the government side of things of paying for stuff. Harvard, to get through Harvard, if you pay for Harvard yourself, get through, room, board, and everything, it's about a quarter. About a quarter million. Harvard. Apprenticeship, For the Department of Water and Power, they spend $40 million a year. Only 51% of them or fewer graduate. Average cost, $440,000 to $665,000 per graduate. Let's just go in the middle and say $550,000. Over $500,000. And oh, by the way, most of them don't take on jobs after they get their apprenticeship. Most of them don't. That costs the taxpayer. That's the frustration. That is the waste. You know, whether it's California, whether it's, South Dakota, whether it's Florida, whether it's North Carolina, this is the insanity of the money that's out there and the craziness on how they spend it. What do you think happens there? Prices go up, right? Nobody's held accountable. Prices go through the roof. We just pass it on to the taxpayer, who happens to be the consumer. These are the things. And this is insane. Since 2010 to 2015, only 300 graduates came out of the program. And many of them, again, decide to go seek work elsewhere. So they are paying $500,000 to train you, and your ass is bouncing to go work somebody else. Bah, that's crazy. And of course, they're like, well, we're setting new goals for our training, blah, blah, blah. But again, you can replace this anywhere. You want to know, like, if we're serious about cutting the fat, we can cut the fat in so many different places. These are the kind of things. And these programs are in your municipality, in your communities, in your counties, in your states. They are everywhere. This isn't just a California thing, although it's probably the most egregious in California because they never, ever saw a tax or people's money that they didn't want to spend. But still, it is everywhere. Think about that. You could go to Harvard and then get a postgraduate degree that includes probably a law degree, which will put you in the running to be a person who will be making six figures to start in the mid $100,000 to $200,000 on your way up, boom, with a chance to go into politics and maybe run the country one day. And it's going to cost you less to do that, and you're paying cash, than to get an apprenticeship graduate through the LA Department of Water and Power. That is disgusting. That is your money. That is my money. And you're thinking, Chad, I don't live in California. It's not about that. In your area, you got the same thing going on. Do you realize when you see there and you take a look at your municipality, right? So take a look at your communities. Look around. Who's running the power department, right? Who's running the water department? Who's getting paid? What does it cost? Are you fronting up there? Are you having to pay for these rate increases? And then you're finding out that they're voting to give themselves raises. And you're finding out that they've got fat pensions that you've got to pay for forever. This is not a one-off. This is not a California only. Again, probably most egregious here. But in truth, this is a nationwide thing. Whether it be the states, whether it be your city, whether it be our federal government. Waste, waste, waste. Crazy. And then they go find jobs elsewhere. But if you're looking for somebody who maybe graduated, has got an amazing apprenticeship, you can't find that right person, maybe I can tell you to go to ZipRecruiter.com and you two can hook up. It is almost like dating for jobs, right? You're looking for that best match. What's going to be that best match? ZipRecruiter.com will help you find the perfect match. 200 plus job sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Any city, any industry, nationwide, just post once. Watch all of these candidates. They're going to come right to you. And that's what's amazing. They got this cool interface. So they go through, they do all this stuff. It saves you time. It saves you energy. It saves you money. You can rate the candidates quickly, and then you can hire the right person fast. Find out today. Well, ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, listeners of The Chad Benson Show, that's you. Guess what? Post your job for free. Mm-hmm. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/report. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
Oh. Happy Friday. Happy, happy Friday. Anthony just told me the best story ever about a kid who flew from Amsterdam, got a cheap flight, whole dream in life was to go to Sydney, Australia, stick his toes in the sand, take a swim in the ocean, to bask in the sunshine and the glory that is the Aussies. Oi, oi, oi. He has a layover in Toronto from Amsterdam, which is kind of odd, but whatever. Ian gets in a small plane, and he goes to Sydney. He's like, where is it? Was it Manitoba or something like that? Sydney, Canada. The kid went to Sydney, Canada, where there was a blizzard. Think about that for a second. The dude didn't miss a country. He missed a continent. Could you imagine that? Like, have you ever once thought, am I on the right plane? You don't think you would check your ticket? You don't think you'd check your ticket?
Don't they check your ticket when you get on the plane?
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, how do you get there? How do we arrive at the fact that you've missed an entire... You how? You missed Australia. You're in North America. You're in Canada. And what do you think? You're getting on a prop plane and they're going to fly you to Sydney, Australia from Toronto? Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, don't worry, eh? We refuel in the air. Nova Scotia.
We're getting a swarm on the field. Look at everybody's hitting the deck. The bees again? Oh, my gosh.
Hey. This is the Padres and the Colorado Rockies yesterday. Cactus League game. Those of you don't know what that's Arizona.
I've never seen
midst
that.
Of the game.
It sounds like a nuclear bomb.
A massive swarm of bees rolled out there. Yeah, and the players dropped to the ground and covered up like it was a nuclear war. Which, for those of you, I'm going to tell you guys this. And I know it's, looking back on it, Producer Phil, as a kid growing up in the Cold War era like me, did you have like Monday like bomb ratings that and you guys had to get under your desk and stuff?
No, we never did that? Duck and cover.
We did that. And even as a young child, my thought process was, yeah, if a nuclear weapon hits here, me hiding under this little metal desk probably isn't going to stop anything bad from happening to me. I'm just putting it out there. Call me a cynic even at 8. Don't think this is going to go the way. That game was hilarious. Those bees were everywhere, and they have swarmed. And it was, I mean, all of the players. But my, like, would you not have run? Like, the thought process, they're not bears. At first, I was like, did bears invade the field? Right? Because bears tell you to go to, I mean, because I'm assuming the bears wrote the pamphlet of like, okay, lie down. If you see us, lie down. Bees are like, what? They think we're bears. They think we're flying bears. That's what they think we are. Well, it's insane. We're not flying bears. We're just regular bees. Final Four is tomorrow. It is my bracket is done and dusted. I don't have a winner. Now, I think I predicted... I think I've got two of the three. but I don't have the winner. Gonzaga, South Carolina, North Carolina, Oregon. If you're South Carolina, I mean, and if you're the NCAA, are you hoping for a South Carolina, North Carolina game? Because Gonzaga and Oregon, it's all West Coast. South Carolina, North Carolina. Carolina's a big name, at least. Like, nobody's tuning in to watch Gonzaga and Oregon. North Carolina, it's a big name, right? It's like the Yankees, college basketball. You may tune in for that. And it could be an amazing game. Okay, so Phil, we've got four teams left. Give us their final now.
I'm going to take Gonzaga to go all the way.
All right. I'm going to go. Look, I've ridden this Oregon Duck all the way here, and I'm going to continue to ride the Duck. I think they're going to play. Well, here's the problem. If they were playing North Carolina on Monday night, I'd give them a better chance. But I still got to ride the Ducks. I think they're going to quack it all the way to the finals and win on Monday night. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Texting the program's easy, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.